As I was enjoying seeing our youth up front for so many different things this morning, and also as I was listening to the messages that were shared by our speakers from Rising Above Addiction, there was one verse in particular that came into my mind from the gospel reading today, and that's the one where Jesus says, "I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture." Now, Jesus has many statements in the Bible where he says, "I am." You know, "I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the good shepherd. I am the light of the world." And for most people, "I am the gate" just kind of leaves it a little bit cold. A gate, how do you get excited about being a gate? What does a gate do? Gates are important, or you could also say doors, serve the same purposes as gates. The main purpose of a gate is to let good things in and to keep bad things out. Jesus, as the gate, is the one who lets good things in to our hearts. His love, his forgiveness, his good news. But also as the gate, Jesus also keeps us safe from all of those other influences in our lives that want to do us harm. So he helps to keep the bad stuff out of our life. Jesus is the gate. And it's interesting how Jesus describes his purpose as a gate, where he speaks not only about the gate that opens so that the flock can come in to the fold and stay there, but this gate then that also to allows the sheep freedom of movement to come in and go out as they need to find rest and security and safety inside the fold, but also then to be free to go out and to find pasture and get exercise and all the other things that happen out there. There are some false gates in the world. And the reason why I thought of this particular verse is one of those false gates is the lure of drugs. Now, some drugs are healthy for us. We need them in order to help us get well and stay well. But there are some drugs that may lure us in, that may promise us safety to help us to feel good. But once we enter through that gate closes, and it doesn't let us out. And that's kind of how I'm looking at addiction this morning. That's one of those things, you let it into your life, and the moment it's in your life, you want to get out, but you can't get out. You try and you try, and you do so many things, but you just can't get free. One of the hardest things in the world to get free once that gate has shut in our lives. And we've heard Tammy's story about the terrible toll that addiction takes in the lives of so many families right here in Carroll County and all over the world. I also shared with our young people about how not only that Jesus is the gate, not only that he is the good shepherd, but that Jesus also calls us as his disciples to to serve that same purpose in the lives of others. As I was looking at our young people this morning after hearing the messages that were shared, I looked at our young people. I thought, I do not want to see any one of our young people get stuck inside that gate that won't open. I don't want to see any one of our young people ever find themselves in the situation of being addicted to harmful and deadly drugs. And we, as the shepherds, under Jesus, as the good shepherd, have the opportunity to shepherd our children, our youth, to help to provide them with the kind of environment where they are less likely to go down that road, and also to provide them with the kind of friendly warnings, the helpful advice that will help them to identify what might lead them down that road, to help them to steer clear of those things in their lives. And then also, when addiction happens, as both of our speakers shared, you know, is to be able to get those who suffer from addiction into treatment. It is a difficult road, and in many respects, kind of a lifelong battle. But that battle can only be won with help, and one of the great ways that we can help is to help make it possible for more people to get into treatment when they need to, instead of having that long hiatus that is so fraught with deadly danger. And so it's so wonderful that we have had the opportunity here this morning through our offering to be able to help a little bit toward that end. And I also invite you to come to the Manchester Town Hall on May 25th to learn more about opioid and heroin addiction in our community, what's happening right here in Northern Carroll County, and also how we can help to be a part of both prevention and treatment for this deadly peril to our community. And that all of this is a part of what it means for us to be good shepherds ourselves under the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. Amen.